Repeat, SPY monitoring.
Zen 4 CYF testing.
I'm good, CYF, gate SPY.
Hi there, this is Fred, N4 CYF in Portland, Oregon. How you doing today?
Better, I just got out of work. I'm in Rochester, New York. How you doing, Fred? Scott here.
Nice to make your acquaintance, Scott. You're in where, New York?
We're in Rochester, New York, right on the shores of Lake Ontario.
Does Kodak still have a presence in Rochester?
What was the company name, what was the question again?
Does Kodak still have a presence in Rochester?
Not as big as they used to be, but yes, they still do. They still have a film division, and so yeah, they're still around. It's just not as big as it used to be, of course.
Yeah, I think they missed the mark on digital. I think at first they didn't really seriously look at it, if I recall from what I read or saw on television.
They were always into film, and that's what they stayed at. And they still have a pretty good presence in filmmaking, but it's all big picture things like that. It's not like the days of the little Kodak Koisk in the shopping mall out in the driveway, 110 film. Those days have been long gone. So it is sad, but there's still people out there that take quite a bunch of pictures with the actual film still. There's still a lot of photographers that enjoy that stuff.
Yes, I remember those days like they were yesterday. Actually, I used to do a lot of photography when I was younger. And naturally, I'd use Kodak film. I think Ilford was one of their competitors, but nothing like Kodak.
Yeah, it's sad to see some of those things go by the wayside. I mean, I don't know how many of us would love a Radio Shack back again. I mean, like, it was the epitome of Nerdville, and it was great. But now it's very hard to find things like that. And if you can, it's basically you go to Amazon, which is a sad, sad thing as well.
Really, really miss Radio Shack. They were great for components, stuff. I mean, that was my go-to place when I was building electronic projects or whatever. Anyway, how are you doing today, Scott? What are you up to?
I just got out of work, and I'm heading home to have a cold beer and let my dog out and see how good the air quality is. Seems that we've got all this smoke coming across from Ontario wildfires, which is really sad. It's the same as like out there by you guys. We're from Washington, Idaho area, so it's we know about wildfires and smoke, but everybody here in the east is freaking out about it, which is to be, you know, normal. But yeah, it's we've had about 3 days of absolutely no clouds and orange skies, and I guess up in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, it was snowing ash all night. So, yeah, other than that, it's not 90 degrees and 87% humidity, so it's a good thing. Gate SBY Mobile.
Yeah, luckily here in Portland, it's been relatively cool. I mean, you know, low 80s or whatever, but today it's overcast, so it's kind of... I'm chilly outside in shorts today. But anyway, I'm sitting here at my desk, tearing my hair out, trying to get my brand new Yaesu FTM510D connected to a Windows computer so I can Buyers X application, but I can't seem to get it to recognize a COM port.
That's strange, because when you use this, you can already, they tell you the COM port, and you can just go ahead and plug it in. You might want to get a hold of Yaesu then, or see if anybody there around Portland that has what you got with a group or something like that. Maybe somebody else has got the same radio. Maybe they can walk you through it. I'm not there. I've still got my old i7000, and it works fine for me, and that's where we're at there. But yeah, that's too bad.
I don't mean to make it sound dramatic. I just sat down with this thing. Actually, I'm trying to do it while you and I are talking. I think it's missing a driver. I think the Windows computer, the laptop here, is missing a driver, so it's not seeing the COM port. That's my take. I'll figure it out. It's not that complicated, but I'll get it figured out.
The driver.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's what I'm suspecting also. Now the question is, where do I download the driver from?
I am heading into my driveway right now, and I'm going to go get a cold beer and let my dog out, and maybe take him for a walk over in the park. So, Fred, you had a great time out there in Oregon. Please eat a bowl of huckleberry cream. I haven't had huckleberry since last year when I was in Montana, and I'm looking for that in August. When I'm on my way back out there. So, Fred, nice talking to you. Hope to hear you again. K8SBY Mobile. We'll be clear.
Okay, take care, Scott. Nice talking with you. I appreciate you coming back to my call. 73, stay well, and hope your dog, I love dogs, Boston Terrier, myself, my son Jack Russell spends a couple days a week here with us. Anyway, 73N4CYF.
Good afternoon, this is KEF4, Whiskey Echo Oscar, monitoring.
Kilo Romeo 4, Golf Echo Papa, radio check, anybody?
Mike 7, Golf Lima Delta, I read you great here in Portland, Oregon.
All right, thank you. Listening in.
Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Charlie Delta, Mobile, Miami.
The Miami station, W3RX, in St. Petersburg.
Very nice signal on the system here. Sorry, I can't write numbers down. I'm driving the car. But it's a gloomy day in Miami, and otherwise everything is good.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as you know your own call, you're good to go. I went to school at the University of Miami, so I'm quite familiar with that weather. But I did love it down there, and I've been back a couple times and still like it.
I am here for the long haul. This is home. It's always been home. And sooner or later, we'll move up to the Carolinas when my wife and I both retire.
Yeah, I got you. Well, I'm not going to live here forever, I don't think, but it's good enough. And I was only there for 4 years. I was at the medical school, and we lived kind of behind the VA, about 10 blocks behind the VA. At 22nd Avenue and 19th Street. or the reverse, I can't remember. Kind of a little Havana area.
Well, I grew up down here on 27th Avenue and learned how to swim in the river, but I sure wouldn't do that today.
He dropped out after 27th Avenue. 27th and what?
The Miami River.
Okay. You're cutting out a little bit. I don't know what it is. It almost sounds like packet loss, but maybe not. Yeah, I had friends in that general area, and for a little further south, too. And I always like going to their place just to have a little nicer surroundings. We had no air conditioner in our house when I bought it. I had to put window units in. I was dying. I don't know how those people lived in there, but they did. They just had fans. So, and luckily the house was up on stilts like so many of them are, so I was able to call in there and do my own wiring. So, anyway, we used to go to the Dolphins games, and we went to the Orange Bowl, and everything was pretty close, so I did enjoy all of that. Not quite the same team as it was in the 1980s, though, on the Dolphins side.
I can agree with you there. It's definitely not the same team at all, but and it's not the same bowl either. Because now you have to travel 30 minutes, 45 minutes just to go see a game if it's available to get in. But I'm probably on the fringe of the repeater down here, so that might be why I'm cutting in and out.
That was a good copy there. Yeah, when Orange Bowl was in the old Orange Bowl, we used to almost be able to walk there. Readily got tickets, either just bought them off the street, usually, and I saw a couple of good games, and the Dolphins were, I was there from 78 to 82, the Dolphins were pretty strong.
I think they're still strong, but it's just, when you say, who's gonna win the Super Bowl, and it comes down to the team with the best play who's gonna win the Super Bowl. They can have a great game long and have a bad game at the end. So it's a shooting match.
Yeah, good coaching helps though. I think you got rid of your coach.
Yes, sir. They did. I'm getting into some traffic here. I've got to set this radio down and pay attention to the road. But nice talking to you. The name is Mike down here in Miami. And nice talking to you. 73 is after yours.
Yeah, 73. Pay attention to that road. W3RX. Clear.
Radio 4, radio 2.